For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Untangling Your Emotional Knots Meditation. Today we're going to do a meditation using RAIN, which stands for Recognize, Allow, Investigate, and Non-Identification/Nurture. RAIN helps you to apply mindfulness and self-compassion to the emotional tangles and knots in your life. RAIN deconditions your habitual ways in which you resist your moment-to-moment experience. So as we begin this meditation, get into your meditation posture with your feet on the ground and your back upright and yet relaxed. And just notice, sitting here in your body, what you feel. Is there tension throughout your body? Is there a feeling of restlessness? Is there a feeling of contentment? Just sitting and noticing the feelings in your body. And now take a moment to notice the physical sensations. Maybe your chest is contracted. Maybe your brow is furrowed. Maybe your hands are holding the tension of your body. Maybe your shoulders are up by your ears. See if you can soften any of the tensions in your body. And now bringing your attention to your breath. Breathing in the goodness. And breathing out everything you don't need. Breathing in the present moment. Breathing out the future and the past. Notice the calming feeling in your body as you sit focused on your breath. Or maybe your body's not calm, and that's okay too. Just noticing each breath as it goes in and out. Within each in-breath, feel the strength that the oxygen brings to every cell in your body. With the out-breath, feel the release of tension as you let go of all that you don't need. In and out. With this breath, and with this one, just relaxing your body, bringing yourself here to the present moment, I invite you to take a few moments to scan your life. You might notice where you've turned on yourself in some way. It could be with your relationship with others, or it might be in your own behavior. It might be a conflict where you're feeling bad about yourself. Or maybe you're at war with yourself for the way you're behaving with a partner, a friend, or your child. Maybe the difficulty is something at work. Just take a moment to come up with one place where you feel like you've turned on yourself in some way. Don't make it a hard one. We want to start small. So where do you get into the trance of unworthiness? Where have you the belief that you're falling short? Maybe you're feeling like you're not lovable, not okay. You may be feeling something's wrong with you. We begin RAIN by recognizing that that feeling or belief puts you in a trance, puts you at war with yourself. So we're going to recognize the thoughts and the feelings of the trance. Just shed the light of awareness on them, knowing that they're there. And when we recognize they're there, our automatic tendency will be to push them away or fix them. But in this meditation, just for this moment, allow them to be right here, right now. Just let them be. You may say to yourself, "This is how it is right now." You may not like how it is right now. But accept the fact that this is what it is right now. Just allow. When we allow the feeling, we can begin to investigate it with curiosity. Be very gentle. What's it like when you're in a trance? How do you feel in your body? Are you contracted, restless, calm, and at ease? What are you believing right now? I will always fail. Things will never get better. No one could love me. I'm not good enough. Simply notice your beliefs. You may not believe them, and that's okay, but just notice that they're there. As you think about those beliefs, notice how your body feels when you're in the trance of unworthiness. What are you feeling in your chest? What are you feeling in your belly? Investigate where you feel physical sensations related to those beliefs. The most important part of investigating is connecting with what it feels like in your body. This will help you to become aware of the trance coming on in the future. so that you can choose to respond rather than jumping on the hamster wheel of reactivity. Now sense the most vulnerable part of you. Where do you feel the worst? Sense what that part needs the most. The part that feels not okay. What does it need? Does it need to be seen in a different way? Loved? Understood? Or maybe just held with kindness? As you're feeling into that not okay place, experiment with putting your hand on your heart or your forearm. This is the beginning of the nourishing step in RAIN. Perhaps there are words that you offer to yourself, like, "It's okay, sweetheart," or, "I'm sorry and I love you," "I'm sorry you are suffering," "This is really hard for you." You may sense the love of the divine flowing in you. Just nourish yourself with self-compassion. Keep exploring what really allows you to feel love flowing in. Just the intention to let love flow inward deconditions the tendency to be at war with ourselves. So ignore that inner critic and just let yourself feel the love. And if you can't feel the love, just let yourself feel the intention to feel the love someday in the future. Notice how when we let the love in, we have more of a feeling of tenderness and spaciousness. The need to be at war with ourselves is no longer quite so strong. We can just be in the present moment and be content. Just being with each in-breath, bringing in the oxygen and energy you need to be strong. And with each out-breath, letting go of the habitual energies that haven't worked in the past. Just letting them go. Not pushing them away, just saying thank you, you're no longer useful. And with the sound of the bell, we'll end this meditation.